some fun on the morning show. It's Melissa and James taking you through right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Still no claim of responsibility in yesterday's exploding pager attack in Lebanon and Syria that killed at least 12 people. Hezbollah blames Israel. Cybersecurity analyst Chris Krebs.
Now they don't have trusted communication, so I suspect Hezbollah is in significant disarray right now.
Secretary of State Blinken says the U.S. had no prior knowledge. Disgraced Hollywood movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's expected in court in New York to be arraigned on additional sex crimes charges. CBS's Matt Piper.
He was indicted last week on new sex crimes charges ahead of a retrial this fall. That retrial comes after earlier this year, the New York's Court of Appeals vacated an earlier conviction.
Europol's Catherine DeBole says international police have busted up a cybercrime platform that had become a WhatsApp for crooks.
Criminals thought they would and could hide behind technology to coordinate drugs and weapons trafficking.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One of two teenagers accused of killing a staff member at Lincoln Hills Youth Prison this summer is formally charged with murder. Deputies say 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom killed Corey Pruill in June. Nyblom waived his preliminary hearing yesterday. A 16-year-old at Lincoln Hills faces reckless homicide charges. Federal civil rights investigators have been looking into conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons for years. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance blames Donald Trump's critics for two assassination attempts on the former president this summer. He rallied supporters yesterday in Eau Claire.
To everybody that has been attacking this man and trying to censor this man for going on 10 years, cut it out or you're going to get somebody killed.
But Congresswoman Madeline Dean says that kind of rhetoric only makes it harder to investigate the two incidents. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The fall brush pickup dates for the town of Rome begin this weekend. Properties west of State Highway 13 must have their brush stacked by the end of the day on Sunday, September 22nd. Those east of Highway 13 have until the 29th to have their brush stacked and ready for pickup. There's a celebration at Sarimer Park in Stevens Point on Saturday for the grand opening of the new park pavilion. The project has been in the work for several years, and the pavilion and restroom area opened to the public on August 28th. The community is invited to the formal celebration on Saturday, September 21st at 10 a.m. The transformation of this property began in 2017 after it had sat vacant for 15 years. This project has substantial support from the Sarimer family and many other project donors, all led by the Friends of Emerson Park Steering Committee. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today again, a high near 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Mostly sunny and 82 for Thursday. Mostly sunny, highs near 80 on Friday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. For Saturday, chance of showers with a high of 80, mid-70s by Sunday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's good to be back. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR. Got a good hour lined up for you, everybody. James here with you. Of course, our head of news and our co-host Melissa Kay here as well.
Good morning.
We appreciate the company. Thanks for joining us, all you great listeners out there. Good things coming up for you. We're going to kick things off with some entertainment. Then we're going to help you find a good vacation on a budget.
Excellent.
We're going to help you in job interviews as well, these mistakes that we tend to make during them. And before we wrap up today, we got to talk about this guy who's been paying the wrong utility bill for a long time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about this one. This is a weird one, Melissa. I want to get into that.
I saw the headline, but I didn't read it.
All that coming up for you, everybody. We're looking forward to diving into that. And, of course, we've got a wonderful, amazing contest going on around here that we want to get into and tell you more about. That's going to be a lot of fun as well. But I want to start off here, and I would say that one of my favorite interviewers of all time is David Letterman. I always enjoyed his interviews. I think he's one of the best I ever saw at it. And one of the things that I like about David Letterman is if you watch his interview and you don't know anything about him, you don't know, did he prepare for this? Is he taking this seriously and all of that? When I've talked to people that have worked on his show with him that ended up working on Conan's show, and I've watched a lot of documentaries and seen interviews with him over the years, and it's all about, that's all done to make the guest comfortable, to you know, make people feel more relaxed, not just make the guest comfortable, but the listeners, the watchers comfortable. It's something that I try to incorporate very much, and it's something that Carl and Pam did quite a bit on Midday Magazine. So I've always enjoyed his work and the kind of nuance of it without being nuancey. You know, he's a Midwest guy. He's a Midwest guy. You know, no, doesn't put on airs or anything like that. Just, hey, here's David. Here's Paul Schaefer with the weird jacket, you know, and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, now David Letterman would feel like one of those people. Hey, if I could be interviewed by anybody, or I could hang out with somebody, it would be David Letterman. That's unless you're in the judicial system, apparently. David Letterman showed up for jury duty in New York City on Monday, and it was a cryptocurrency case. He didn't get picked, but we did learn a little bit more about him during questioning. So David was kind of on the other side of this thing. I, for one, find it hilarious that he was not picked for jury duty.
How could he
be? He couldn't be. No way he could be. But
there's no way.
God, you know, if you got to be on jury duty, I mean, being on jury duty with David Letterman doesn't seem so bad. It does, I mean, do it at least for the jurors. So, for instance, he still got jokes. The judge asked him where he lives, and he said, Hartford. In an unserious attempt to be let go, asked what he does for a living, and he said, quote, currently working for a company called Netflix.
Like nobody's ever heard of this place.
As for a spouse or significant other, he said, quote, I've had both. Currently, I have, I just have the spouse. Asked what he likes to watch, he said, sports. Quote, I'm happy football is here. I'm happy it's that this time in the baseball season. I like motorsports. I pretty much like what most Americans watch on TV. Since he's from Indiana, the judge asked him if he's into the Colts, and he said, quote, big Colts fan, 0-2, but still a fan. So basically, the judge just saw his opportunity to hang out and talk to David Letterman. Like, that's that's all this is. As for hobbies, he likes to fish, ski, and the outdoors. And asked if he had ever been called for jury duty, he said, been called many times, just couldn't make it happen. Like it's a guest that he's trying to get on or something like that. I don't know. I kind of like the idea. Now, listen, we've talked about this before. You've been on jury duty before, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been. Yes. I've never even been asked. I've never even been on like been in this position before.
Yeah, I was. Oh gosh, when was it? It was in the early 2000s, I want to say. And I was because when you're called, you are on for a certain period of time. So you can be called to multiple trials during that. I want to say it's a 30-day period or something like that. I don't remember. Hmm. But I got picked. I got picked for two trials, and I was had to sit on jury selection for three.
Mm.
So it was a very interesting experience. Honestly, I would recommend. Everybody jokes about trying to get out of jury duty. Everybody should do it.
Hmm.
Everybody should experience it because it's eye-opening. Into our judicial system and what happens inside of a courtroom, what people go through, the people who have to who are on trial or defending or prosecuting. I mean, it's fascinating.
I do think that one of the things that stands out about, so I'll be honest with the audience, I've always wanted to do this. I might be the only American that's ever felt this way or ever said this out loud. I've actually always wanted to do this. I grew up in a law family, and and my grandfather was an intern for the Chicago 7. It was an attorney in Chicago for many, many years, decades even. My mom looked into doing this and going to school for this and everything, and I just grew up really with on both sides of this, by the way, because my dad's side of the family, we had a little bit of a different angle on law and judicial system and everything. But I've always appreciated our system. Mm-hmm. I also grew up in a family that was big supporters of amnesty. And supporters of the way that we our judicial systems around the world. And my grandfather never lost a chance to tell me or show me how worse things could be.
Yeah.
Our system is not perfect. Our system needs a lot of work being done to it. But man, is our system a lot better than most of the world. and to be a part of that, especially if you are on the side of what's asked of you. Because there is not really when it comes right down to it, think of all the millions of things that go on just in our community, let alone in our country. Mm-hmm. And then think of what's asked of you, your taxes, voting, being on a jury duty, some of these things. Not a lot is asked. You get all this, and all we're asking is these couple things. Doesn't seem like a lot to me. I'm not saying that's fact. I'm saying my thoughts on this. I don't think there is a lot asked of us.
And I see a lot of people, you know, disparaging of our judicial system, and some for good reason, but a lot of people poke at it with very little knowledge of what actually happens or what goes on. Yeah. I'm often tempted, and granted it's social media, so I don't engage, but I'm often mm-hmm. tempted to just ask, have you ever sat on a jury? Have mm-hmm. you ever been in a courtroom? Have you ever experienced what it's like to see the judicial system in action?
Yeah.
Because I think that opens your eyes, same as working at a fast food place does.
I'm so glad this came out. Everything is about experience and about perspective, and also understanding that you don't know everything
and having empathy.
when it comes to gun laws, I'll ask people every time, how many times have you had a gun pointed at you? How many times have you felt that, experienced that? I sure have. How many, as far as immigration, how many immigrants have you talked to? How much of your own history in this country do you know? How much, when did your people get here? These are questions. These are good questions. These are good mm-hmm. things to get to know each other more and understand more. Yes.
Yes. There's conversation. Learning to talk to each other. I think that's a big thing that we seem to be doing less of when we should be doing more of.
Mm-hmm. And I respect and think that the smartest people I know, the smartest people I'll ever know, don't think they know everything. Don't have all the answers because they know that they don't.
The older I get, the less I realize I know.
It's such a good line. Donna Kelsey is busy. Mama Kelsey is busy. She's got a son that retired and is kind of having fun doing, ESPN stuff and everything. Got another son in the NFL, maybe in his last years. Who knows? Got a interesting, popular girlfriend. A lot going on in the Kelsey family, but I don't know if anybody's busier than Mama Kelsey. Donna Kelsey is the latest family member to make her mark on the world of entertainment. She is cameoing in two upcoming Hallmark movies that are naturally football themed.
Of course.
I'm not big on all this stuff, and I don't really care about who's dating who and all those things. But if you're telling me that their mom, who raised the, that she's enjoying this moment. Like, good for her. Good for her. I have no problem with any of that. Yes. I'm already a little burnt out of the Kelseys. I don't dislike them. I think that there is oversaturating the market. And even if it was Robin Williams, I would be saying, hey, easy, man. I don't need to see you in every commercial break. I think that is something that if you are, you have to look at yourself as a brand, whether you like it or not. And if you have an agent that's smart, they're going to be like, I'm not going to put you in all these ads. We're going to oversaturate the market with you.
People get sick of it.
Every American, guess what? You're going to get this big lump of gold. Hey, yay, we got this big lump of gold. All of a sudden, gold sales go down. Like, no, gold isn't worth anything. It's no different than that. If you oversaturate the market, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But Donna Kelsey
Can we not do that with politics? Side note? Because we're about to oversaturate the market. And not us, but them.
You know something, Melissa? And this is just between you and I. I actually have been talking to some people that are a lot smarter than me. I spent yesterday, I did rest a bit, but I did also do a little homework. And you brought up something really interesting, I thought. And something that's been going on in our country right now that I don't know many of us have paid attention to or really thought, so much going on. because of the change in who was running for the Democratic Party and how quickly that happened and how quickly we kind of adjusted to that in society. A lot of people, especially political pundits and people that are, you know, in the know of these things, are talking about, hey, maybe we don't need 2 years of a political ramp up to the presidential election. Maybe we only need about 6 months, maybe tops.
Yes.
Like there's a lot more conversation going on about that.
Which
and
would remove a lot of money from politics. Would
remove a lot of money from that. A lot of the distension between us and separation between us. Mm-hmm. It also.
So many other things that money could be spent on.
If you're a politician, it's a lot less time for people to find those skeletons in your closet. It's a lot. I mean, there is as far. Now, that's not a good thing, of course.
No,
but that's
good and bad in that.
But as far as like how can we get politicians to care about this? Well, there you go. Now, one of the issues is, of course, these PACs. And where that money comes from and stuff, and where a lot of, like, I don't think a lot of people realize who really runs certain things. And there's no conspiracy theory here. Look at Wisconsin. No. Look at what the Tavern Leagues do here in Wisconsin. The Tavern Leagues have more control than some politicians, than some boards of government in this area. Do you ever just sit there and wonder why there's so many DUIs? Why can you get away with, like, in this state, as opposed to others, why can you have, like, 20 DUIs and still have your license? Whereas in a state, you know, just two states away, it's the exact opposite. Huh, I wonder. It doesn't take a big digging. They're not hiding themselves here, or they're not doing a good job of hiding it, at least. It doesn't take a lot to look at where these things come from. And as far as, you know, this political 3 years to build up to a presidential election or anything.
And we're also sick of it.
Yes.
1 year in, we want to disconnect, which is kind of what they want us to do.
Yes.
In some ways. But we need to get rid of Citizens United. We need to get the money out of politics, and we need to shorten the season. Come on.
I agree with you about all the above, and I would love to see money out of politics. I don't know if that's ever going to happen. So now I'm looking for them to have a salary cap. They want to treat politics like sports. Give them a salary cap. Give them, like, they can only have this much. They can only spend this much. We should all want this. Every American should want this. Let's see what you do with less money. Let's see you actually do something with a blue collar paycheck. Let's see you do that. Let's see, like, our local representatives that are on the, literally on the ground and working a day job while also being a representative. I want more of that. I want to see more of that and see more people, like working class people, running for office, and not somebody that, you know, was born with a silver spoon in their mouth and given millions of dollars when they turned 18 and all this. I'm so tired of these people. And you know what else, too, to those politicians out there? Stop trying to act like you're one of us. Nobody's buying it. It's just so cringy and so lame. Quit trying to act like you're one of us. Nobody is buying it. Not even your partners are. Look at the running mates and the partners with these people and everything. They're not even buying it, man. Look at what's new on your small screen and your stage before we wrap up the segment here. The Golden Bachelorette is on ABC tonight at 7. I don't know what I just said. The 47th season of, I thought it was, oh yeah, there's a Bachelor, The Bachelorette, The Gold. Okay, now I remember, yeah. I forgot all about them doing this. I don't know. I don't watch these shows.
So is this the Golden Bachelorette, is that an older woman now?
Yes, I believe so.
Last season it was an older man.
I believe so. I don't know. I can't go too far into this one. It wrinkles my brain. But I to each their own. If you love it, enjoy, everybody.
Absolutely.
The 47th season premiere of Survivor is on at 7 on CBS.
Wow, I can't believe that show is still going.
I'm very surprised by that, yeah. In the series premiere of Agatha All Along on Disney Plus, the great Katherine Hahn stars as Agatha, Audrey Plaza, Joe Locke. This is a Marvel series that is kicking off, and a lot of us are looking forward to.
Like Agatha Christie?
No, it's the character Agatha. She's a witch, and it kind of ties into the Scarlet Witch stuff and everything. I would love if it was Marvel doing Agatha Christie, though. I would love that. I would watch that in a heartbeat. Love that.
You know where my mind went.
I like that. I like where your mind went.
Nerd.
I like where your mind went, and it's very similar to where the minds of our good friends over at CWAC go, Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. Not only do they have Ronald Dahl's Matilda the Musical coming up, everybody, get your tickets for that. That is going to be an amazing amazing show. Mm-hmm. And that show is coming up October 25th. So you got some time yet to get your tickets for that. What I wanted to focus on real quick were two other things that they are doing. One, Disney karaoke.
Yes.
Saturday, September 21st, 7 to 10, this Saturday, join them for Disney karaoke over at the Shack at 2952 Minnesota Ave in Stevens Point.
It's a lot of fun. I got to go last month. I went with a friend, and we had a blast. It was fun.
And encourage you to check that out. That's a really fun idea, too, featuring, you know, Disney karaoke. I kind of like that idea. And and September Final Friday, the one with Steve Martin.
Yeah, Steve Martin's hosting this one. It'll be a blast.
September 27th, 7 to 10 at the Shack, 2952 Minnesota Avenue in Stevens Point. I have been fortunate to work with some really good pros in my career, some legendary actors. Steve Martin is one of them. Steve is one of the best performers in this state, one of the best I've ever seen and ever gotten to work with. If he's doing something, I don't care if he's sitting up there just drinking wine and reading a phone book, it's going to be entertaining, everybody. It's going to be entertaining. Check this out and check out more. Support those that support our communities, like the Central Wisconsin Community Theater. Join them for all these different activities at CWAC.org. You can find out more and get your tickets at CWAC.org. Take a time out, come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Free peanuts! Get your free peanuts over here! Yeah, peanuts are great, but the Packers regular and preseason specials at Jammer's Bar and Grill are bar none in comparison. It's hard to beat specials like a dollar off mixed drinks and 50 cent slammers when the green and gold score. Or grabbing your favorite domestic brew for just $2.50. When you're watching the game, don't just watch the game, get into it at Jammer's Bar and Grill, Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Don't miss a play this season.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today again, a high near 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Mostly sunny and 82 for Thursday. Mostly sunny, highs near 80 on Friday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. For Saturday, chance of showers with a high of 80, mid-70s by Sunday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Thanks for hanging out with us. After our news break, we're going to get into the best countries to visit if you're on a budget.
Oh, good.
But for right now, how's those job interviews going, everybody? Well, let's see if we can help you a little bit with that one.
Okay.
Of all the career tips we've seen, this might have been the most boneheaded. Someone talked to the CEO of a hiring platform who's interviewed thousands of people in her career, and she's seen a new trend recently. Her top advice for people who want to land a job is Google what the company does before you show up.
Yes, know where you're applying to.
For the love of all that is.
Plan.
Now, I will give a little grace to this, that there are so many companies out there, and a lot of these companies, you know, they're like car ads.
A little obscure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there used to be this thing in the late 80s, early 90s, where there was these a revolution almost of all these ads, and you had no idea what they were marketing. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be usually in black and white, and there'd be some weird stuff going on over here and over here, and then all of a sudden you find out, oh, it's a perfume. Oh, it's the Elizabeth Taylor's diamonds. Okay, I don't know. Oh, it's a car commercial. I had no idea what the heck they were selling. Like, so in the defense, there is that, but there is also this wonderful thing called a search engine where all you got to do is just hit a couple of keys to find out, oh, this is what they do.
Well, and there's also the fact that some people are putting out massive amounts of resumes to companies just trying to land a job.
Yes, yes.
So there's that too.
I used to do that, and that was over 10 years ago, and I used to do that. I remember that. Researching what a company does used to be advice she only gave young people. But she says even a lot of folks interviewing for senior-level positions need to hear it now.
Mm-hmm.
Doing more research than that is even better, but at least know the basics, like what the company sells or the services they offer.
It seems pretty basic.
Of all the things that I can't even imagine this. Imagine somebody
sitting down at a job interview, like, so I'm here to apply for this job. What do you do again?
Yeah. Imagine me and you are sitting down talking to somebody, and we're talking to them and asking them, well, do you have any radio experience? What? Like, is that what you guys do? Huh? 97.5. Well, now that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense now. Okay, I was curious. I thought you were a meatpacking factory. Oh, it turns out. Here's a less boneheaded tip that could be useful too. She says if there's a specific company you want to work for, try reaching out to the top boss directly on social media. She's hired lots of people who have done it because it shows you're engaged and really want to work there, not just anywhere. I don't know about that one. I know that this woman knows a million things more than I do. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I just don't, like, I don't know. I don't, that doesn't feel like if you were, we've been very, open, and he's been very open about who the owner of our company is, Sage Weil. We'd have Sage on with us. We talk to him all the time. I kind of know for a fact this doesn't necessarily work in some ways. I know this. Now, I guess it depends on the person. But
right,
I
guess what position you're trying to apply for.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have talked a lot about the fact that many, especially big companies, are screening applications and applicants using AI.
Yeah.
And we've talked about how you need to write your resume to get it past the AI screener to actually get it seen by a real person. So, I mean, this would be another avenue.
Yeah, yeah.
To talk to a real person.
Well, and
don't know if it would necessarily work out well, but
I mean, hey, shoot your shot. I guess. If that's
worst they can say it do is ignore you.
Yeah, I guess to me this would be the I've applied. I'm still not hearing back. Okay, then I'm going to go ahead. This wouldn't be my first action.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first move to go ahead and go right to the top of the company. Even if you do get the job, how are the people?
Go ahead.
How are the people in between going to feel necessarily? Right. You're kind of taking the ball out of their hand a little bit here.
It sounds like the premise for a Hallmark movie.
It does.
Sorry,
complete.
To bring it back to Mrs. Kelly.
Oh, yeah, perfectly done. Yes, it kind of does. I can't think of many industries where this would be great. Now, I'm also thinking of, hey, I want a job in McDonald's. I'm going to go talk to Ronald. This is more of on a local basis. You want to work in McDonald's, your local McDonald's, maybe talking to the local manager, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different.
A bigger company, I mean, you're going to go through the hiring
Yeah.
The hiring manager.
And, I mean, it's not just because we've always done it this way. It's a pretty good system. It works fairly well, except for when, some of this, what you were just mentioning there with the AI and everything. Mm-hmm. I think that there is something to be said for, that hand-on coordinate, just doing it yourself and looking at these job applications, no matter how many they are. That's part of your job. Look through them.
Yeah. It can be overwhelming.
So
I've experienced that.
One of the bigger tips anybody out there that is getting ready for a job interview that we can give you is know the job you're auditioning for. Know the job you're interviewing
you're
for.
You're applying for, yes.
Know the company. I really feel like I wish we had some better advice, but apparently this is really good advice. It seems very common sense to me, but apparently a lot of people ain't doing this.
Okay.
I kind of want to see one of these interviews now. It boggles my mind that you would interview for a job and not know what you're interviewing for or what the company does. I can't even wrap my brain around that in some ways.
And I think part of that is because of where we live, James.
Mm-hmm.
If we were in a much bigger city, I think that would be a little more obvious
sure. Yeah.
than because there's so much more options for where to work.
We love taking care of our listeners here at Civic Media. We know that we're not here without you guys. And while we are a young company, we are growing and getting bigger and stronger. And that is because of the great listeners we have up and down the state. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways we like to show our appreciation is doing these fun contests. And we have the great Civic Media statewide Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest going on right now.
This is awesome. They're giving away so much stuff.
Yeah. Are we giving away too much? Are we going to have a station left after we're done? No. Well, we will. We will. We got a lot of cool things we're doing here. Listen, weekdays, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. at the top of the hour. We're going to give you a keyword. And what do they do with that word, Melissa?
They text it in on the Civic Media app, preferably on the station you're listening to, which should be your home station, WFHR. Mm-hmm. And then you will be entered to win during that hour, because there's hourly winners, James,
yeah,
for each of those 4 hours.
Every hour, we're going to be hourly winners where they could win either some green or some gold, mm-hmm, or they could win the grand prize.
Right, and this is at the end of the 2 weeks, but I think everybody that enters can be part of the drawing,
yes,
for this statewide contest, where you get to watch a game in the warm.
Oh, yeah, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see green and gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Oh, it's going to be a good one. Both teams doing really good right now, too.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. Be sure to be listening for this. Again, your next opportunity will be at the top of the 11 a.m. hour, then at 1 and 4 o'clock, and not just here at WFHR, but also on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI.
Mm-hmm.
So here locally, you got two different stations you could listen to get in on winning and everything.
That's right. I think you could text it in on each station too.
Yeah, I bet you can. That app is coming more and more handy, everybody.
And we have to mention, when you text in, you get a response, and then there's opportunities for you to even enter more times.
Yeah.
Like if you sign up for our newsletter, I don't know what all the things are, but I know that there are more ways to enter.
You'll get a bounce back message after each text entry, giving you an option to click a web page link and earn additional contest entries or completing specific activities and maybe signing up for our newsletter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you to get people on listening and play along as we celebrate over the next couple of weeks. You great listeners. And of course, the start of fall and all of these great things. It's Civic Media statewide. Go for the green. Our gold text to win contest.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back with more fun after our news break here on the morning show at WFHR locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Teachers make 26% less than other college graduates. That's according to a new study from the Center on Economic Policy Research. Author Sylvia Allegretto says she's worried about attracting and retaining teachers.
There's not going to be one way to do this, but it is definitely going to take federal, state, and local government effort.
The same study finds Wisconsin teachers made 24% less than other college grads last year. It's time again to vote for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce holds the contest every year. 130 products are in the running this time. First round voting runs till the 24th. The top 16 move on to a bracket tournament. The winner will be announced in October. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Midstate will host Wisconsin's Education Fair for 11th and 12th graders next week, but you'll want to register soon. The fair is on the Wisconsin Rapids Midstate campus on Tuesday, September 24th from 9 to 11 a.m. This is a free event that will have over 50 post-secondary options and resources, including colleges and universities, military, financial aid, and more. 11th and 12th grade students, along with their parents, guardians, teachers, and counselors, are invited. You can learn more and register at mstc.edu. The Nordic Fiddlers Block will perform tomorrow at McMillan's Fine Arts Center. On Thursday at 7, a trio of fiddlers from distinct Nordic countries or regions will combine unique and distinctive fiddle styles to create an impressive and energetic performance. The fiddle-playing powerhouse is made up of Kevin Henderson, Olav Luxengard-Mjalva, and Anders Hall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
Every game's a little bit different, and just in my initial glimpses of Tennessee's defense, I mean, this is a pretty salty group. It's got a lot of good veterans on it, and there's some premier players over there, so it's going to be a tough task regardless. But we'll put together a game plan, that one that we feel like can give us an opportunity to win the game.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Lemons, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevea tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South. In Wisconsin Rapids.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. We have from the Lincoln Project, Trigvy Olson, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today again, a high near 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Mostly sunny and 82 for Thursday. Mostly sunny, highs near 80 on Friday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. For Saturday, chance of showers with a high of 80, mid-70s by Sunday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We hope you're having a great, great Wednesday out there. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Sure. Want to get into this place is the best countries to visit if you're on a budget. but real quick, a big shout out to the soul of this station, Pam Hilke. Pam was getting in on our Tupperware conversation earlier.
Yes.
And shared some of hers with us. These are awesome.
I love it. It's a picture of all of her canisters holding her baking goods. So flour, I'm sure, salt, sugar, et cetera, et cetera.
They're in good condition. Those look good. Those look good.
Yeah, and they're the bright orange.
And I swear my mom has those exact ones. somewhere she has those same ones she's still using too. Those are great. Thank you, Pam. Appreciate that. Feel free to join the conversation like Pam did at 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
That's right.
So if you want to get literal with this, your best option to, you know, as far as affordable places to go, affordable places to travel, studyfinds.com ranked the best countries to visit if you want to travel overseas on a budget. So if you want to get real literal with this, you could actually be driving to Mexico or Canada as far as driving to places from this country. You know, there's not a whole lot of that you can do.
There's only two.
Yeah, pretty much. But studyfinds.com looked at the best countries to visit if you want to travel internationally and not spend a lot. And here are their top six picks.
Okay.
Number one, and this isn't necessarily in a particular order, Vietnam. Everything is cheap and the exchange rate is good. You can live large on a little as $30 a day or very large on $60 a day.
Wow. That's pretty affordable.
It's a country that's worked very hard and done quite a bit to try to get more economy, quite frankly. And, yeah, more visitors and everything. Interesting and beautiful country, too. I've talked to
countryside. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
South Africa. The flight isn't cheap, but once you're there, everything else is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, it's one of my life goals to visit Africa. To see where a lot of people believe all of this started. You know, mm-hmm. There's something about that I just find very unique and beautiful. It's a beautiful country.
It's a huge country.
Portugal. It's your best bet if you want to visit Western Europe on a budget.
Okay.
I was curious. I was a little surprised to see anything European on here, to be honest with you, because I've always heard that is going to cost you.
Yeah.
You know, the exchange rate and some of those things are just...
And the flights are going to cost you.
Yeah.
And things are more expensive there.
Now, if you go to Portugal...
For our dollars.
right. Now, I'm only speaking on people that I've known, have had friends from over in that area or talked to people that have traveled in that area. I do hear that it's very, hey, I get to Portugal. It's not that hard to get to other countries. You know, just get to Europe. And from there, you can kind of branch out a little bit.
Well, their public transportation system is far, far, far more extensive than ours, which makes sense. They're much smaller than we are. But they've definitely invested in public transportation.
I love getting to, almost once a week, if not every other week, I'm traveling to Point and seeing my daughter or something like that. And I love doing that kind of, the way that I hear a lot of Europeans talk about it, it's like, yeah, I went to France yesterday, like, oh, you just went there? I just got on the train and went, it's nothing. It seems pretty cool to me. It seems pretty cool to be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we weren't trying. We're talking about it. We're working on it. Mm-hmm. Having rail systems that can take us from Minneapolis to Milwaukee or to Green Bay or, like across the state and into the other big cities around us. It's pretty cool.
This is where it's been so great to see the rise of infrastructure in our communities, right. Not just around America, but in our communities, because if we have to get that right before we can really get transportation down. And once we have
to invest in infrastructure.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that it's not the sexiest thing in the world, but man, does it feel good to drive on new roads.
right?
Does it feel good?
We all hate road construction, but when the roads are done, man, it is nice.
It's pretty nice to be able to go over a bridge and not worry and not hold your breath. These things are kind of cool. I don't know. Maybe I'm on an island here, but I think these things are pretty cool to have. and I encourage more, not only of this, but of supporting of infrastructure, because the better our infrastructure, the better we can focus on, hey, you know what? We need better transportation. Maybe Amtrak should be coming through here. Maybe we need a bus line. Maybe we need more cabs, whatever the case may be, doing the homework to find that out.
Yep.
And we can't do it if we don't have good roads.
Yeah.
Let's see. Argentina comes up next on the list. Their inflation is out of control, which sucks if you live there, but it's good for people who want to visit.
To be fair, visiting there and spending your money will help them eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, rough to be going through that right now for them.
This is something I'm actually kind of glad this came up a little bit. I don't know if people realize, but there's a lot of right now the low hanging fruit of inflation. Ooh, inflation, and who's to blame for this and everything? You realize even if they wanted to take credit for it, the Democratic or Republican Party cannot take credit for inflation.
Nope.
Like the world
credit or blame.
Yeah, credit or blame. Absolutely. Pun intended. This is something the world does. This is something all of our global economies do. Mm-hmm. Like just take a couple of steps into learning about what economy is before you start running your mouth about inflation this, inflation that. Oh, my bread's higher than it's ever been. Why is it? It's not a political party's fault. Even if they wanted to take the credit for it, they can't.
There's a lot of factors.
It's a lot of factors. Even if one person wanted to come out and say that, you know what, you can blame me. No, that's not how this works. You don't get to do that. It's ridiculous. Argentina is raising their hand right now. You guys think you have inflation. Look at what we got. Indonesia, it's got over 17,000 islands to choose from, and you can have a great time on around $60 a day.
Wow, that is a place I would love to visit.
It does seem beautiful. Yeah, it does seem really cool. And Costa Rica wraps up this list. Wow. It's the most expensive one on the list at a $116 a day, but it's a good choice if you want to explore Central America on a budget.
Yeah.
Similar to, not the same as Europe, but a little bit similar in South America and parts of Central America, you can travel to other countries pretty easily, somewhat. Mm-hmm. Not the same as Europe, but it's a little bit like that.
And your price per day will maybe go up, but,
We've talked a lot about travel, especially you and I, Melissa, have talked a lot about this. But this is one of those different, this changes it a little bit where it's on a budget. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't really change it that much because that's most of us. most of us have already been looking at it this way.
Mm-hmm. I would love to travel to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
But the price is out of my reach. It's just not possible.
Well, and for a lot of people that I know, when it comes to them traveling to another place, one of the first things they mention, I'm going to stay with a friend, or I've got an uncle over there, mm-hmm. or I've got a relative there. So you at least one part of the trip you don't have to worry about, whether it's room and board, or it's how you're going to get around, or something like that.
That's the only reason I was able to go to Hawaii, I have a shirt-tail cousin that lives there, and I cat-sat for her while she was traveling. So that's the only way I was able to do that. If I take a vacation now, it's I'm going to go to Minnesota to visit my brother because I have a place to stay.
Right. I'm 100% with you on this. That's a lot of how I've traveled in my life and a lot of the only way I've been able to travel in my life. And I imagine we're not alone on that one. So that kind of changes things. It even narrows things down even more for you. But at least you know what to pack. At least we got that down. Isn't that a hard pack? Not too tough. and hopefully you won't forget too much, because you will forget something. Everybody does.
It's traveling.
And it's just sitting there on your counter, just waiting for you when you get back.
Your cell phone charger.
Yes, it's always the charger.
That's always what you will forget. You'll either forget it at home, or you'll forget it wherever it was you stayed.
Curse you, cell phone charger! We will take a timeout. We'll come back and have some more fun. It's the morning show. I'm Melissa and James right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll head a little east of Madison to talk to a candidate for assembly in this week's Women Win Wisconsin, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
The unseasonable warmth continues today, too, under sunny skies as highs smack the mid-80s. Few more clouds filtering in here this evening, becoming partly cloudy. We'll leave us tomorrow under a mix of sun and clouds as showers and some storms move in by the afternoon and especially into the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James going to take you to the top of the hour.
LA proved too much for the man.
We hope you're having a great Wednesday out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Man, it feels good to be back in the chair. It's been good to have you back with all of you, hanging out with you, Mel, and everything. It's been fun.
That's good to have you back, James.
Thank you. And we got a right story to get to right now. It's a little bit more, this one is not as obvious as who is at wrong in this one, though. Imagine how frustrated you'd be if the power company sent you someone else's bill 1 month. Now imagine if they sent you someone else's bill for 18 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. A man in California named Ken Wilson lives in an apartment complex, and he recently discovered that he's been charged for a neighbor's usage, and it's incredible that he even figured it out. He's kept a careful eye on his electric use and had even brought a device to tell him how many watts his appliances give off, so he can track the daily energy consumption down to the exact number. Ken was trying to keep his costs down, but cutting back didn't seem to be changing his bill. He would go out, look at his meter, and nothing seemed to be matching up. He called the utility company, PG&E, and they sent out a worker who confirmed there was a problem. His apartment was linked to the wrong meter. So he was paying someone else's bill, and they were apparently paying his.
Oh, wow.
Ken lives alone, so he believes his bill should be lower than any other unit. The company apologized for the error and said that they regret any inconvenience. They said his correct usage will be reflected on his next bill. It's unclear how or if they plan on compensating him for all those years of paying the wrong bill.
Well, yeah, and if he's got to take it to court, then he'll be paying costs for a lawyer and court fees, and will he come out on top in the end? That's debatable.
I don't like to make assumptions in life. We all know what that makes us. But I'm assuming this company is going to do. They're not going to do the right thing here, and they are not going to. They're not going to be necessarily forthcoming or help him out with this. They might give him a sticker. You know, hey, here's a sticker. Sorry.
I mean, you want to definitely, like you said, hope for the best. Mm-hmm. Because that's a pretty big mistake. I have heard of it happening, you know, and I've experienced it happening in small units, or like when a landlord turns a full house into two apartments. You got to be careful about how you split the electric and have two meters and all of that. Make sure everything's hooked up right. So that can be an issue, but usually it's figured out before 18 years go by.
Right. And you know, where's the accountability? Like, whether it's this
company.
Whether it's this company or it's any other electric or water company or anything like that in any community, who do they answer to? Who watches the watchman? Who keeps an eye on them? And when they do mess up, like, who holds them accountable? Because this is something that could have happened to any one of us. Like, this could easily happen to anybody out there listening. You could be in this situation. And that makes, you know, I never am comfortable when there is something that's just kind of there. And, okay, well, who's keeping an eye on that? Oh, we don't have anybody doing that job. Like, that don't feel right to me. That seems like that ain't right story in itself. I don't think Ken or even this company necessarily is too to blame when it comes to, well, who are they answering to? Everybody should have some accountability, and this company doesn't have any.
Well, and you would hope that you know, they apologized and they said it'll be reflected on his next bill. If he went back to them and said, "Okay, but what about the last 18 years? Can we talk about that?" Because we all know that one person living alone in a home is going to use less electricity than even if there's two, and now if there's three, four, or five, the electricity usage goes up. So if he lived alone in that apartment, I mean, I would hope that the company would do the right thing.
Yeah.
Because companies are made up of people. And people can choose to do the right thing. Please choose to do the right thing.
Once again, if you're not going to do it for the right reasons, do it for the PR. You're going to get some great PR about that. You know, I mean, when we can't reach.
What electric company couldn't use some good PR right now?
Yeah. If there's one thing I've learned quite a bit the older I get, if you can't reach somebody's heart, you can reach their wallet. and the PR, the money that you will get off of this as far as the PR investment alone is worth doing it, I would think.
Yeah. Don't spend the money on marketing. Spend it on something like this.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, I'm going to follow that story, though. I do want to see the follow-up to that story. Mm-hmm. We say a big shout-out to our great friends at Quality Post Printing, Phil Hartley and the gang, joining us like they do every Wednesday with a wicked awesome word of Wednesday.
That's right. It was a good word today. Do you remember it?
Enski. Enski. Yeah.
Good job.
Our good friends over there doing some Enski kind of work over there. We visit our friends at Quality Post Printing, 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids, and follow them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Still Enskied today.
Yeah. And, of course, our lineup today is pretty darn good as well. We got a great one lined up for you for Midday Magazine. Join us from 4 to 5 today for brand new shows. We will have in part one Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher joining us.
Nice.
Along with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Always of a good course. Conversation with Matt. Looking forward to that one a little bit later. Mm-hmm. And in part two, we're going to talk to Christy from the Hanna Center. And we're going to talk a little bit about their motorcycle rally coming up and community fundraiser for the Hanna Center. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. We appreciate our friends over at the Hanna Center. And, of course, a little bit later today, we got Playmakers for you.
Hey.
Well, join us for Playmakers from 5 to 6, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. Not only will we have a fourth period for you where we're going to have GM and head coach Coach Paul Peckman joining us a little bit later. I'll learn to talk before then.
That's okay.
But we're also going to be talking about some breaking news that just broke a couple of minutes ago. ESPN Ooh. NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski has retired from the network and agreed to become the GM of St. Bonneville men's basketball team. While this is just gibberish to you, Melissa, I imagine.
Yep.
Probably. This is a big news for those in the basketball world. This is the guy that everybody that knows everything. Like if he's the guy that breaks all the news, and now he's gone. So that's going to be interesting. We'll be talking about that.
Who are they going to replace him with?
Yeah, I'm looking at that job. Maybe I'll take it. Maybe no.
Well, do your research first, James.
Exactly.
Know what you're applying for.
Exactly. Yes.
Call the head guy. Just call him up.
I'm just going to reach out to him. You know. Yeah. I'm going to go reach out to David Stern. That's what I'll do. Meals with Love is going on today at the Seventh Day Advent Church at 611 24th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Hot meals will be served at 4:30 and 5:30. Doors will open at 4:15. This is a free community meal. Meals with Love is served with a side of love. Go ahead and head on over there, and please spread the word about this if you know somebody that could use one of these meals. Mm-hmm. Our community is reaching out. Meet them halfway. Meals with Love, Seventh-day Advent Church at 611 24th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, hot meals will be served at 4:30 and 5:30. Doors will open at 4:15. And I send a gigantic thank you to all the people working on that one. Good work, everybody.
I appreciate churches that put out community meals. I think they should all do it.
It's pretty cool. And
so thank you, Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Yeah. And speaking of people that put back into the community, we say a big thank you to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, because it is a Wednesday. We know what that means.
Bingo
at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Join them as they open their doors at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30, 4:30 West Jackson Street, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Join them for bingo. Support those that support us, our good friends at the Elks Lodge.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking with the gang at the Hanna Center in a little bit. They've got a great thing going on next Thursday at the 26th. They got this motorcycle rally and community fundraiser.
Oh, cool.
That is going to be a lot of fun. That'll be taking place. The motorcycle rally and community fundraiser will be taking place at Our House Assisted Living at 2941 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids next Thursday from 11 to 2. We're going to talk with them about that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Mark your calendars.
Looking forward to that. And I just want to look at some world good stories real quick. Like a ninth grader in Rhode Island named Emilio Santana just got his first haircut in 6 years.
Wow.
He saw a little girl at the beach who was bald, and it inspired him to donate his hair. He'd been growing it out since third grade. It went to a charity called Hair We Share that makes wigs for sick children at no charge.
Oh, wow.
And that website, again, is Hair We Share. I've done something similar to this years and years ago, and it was one of the best feelings I've ever had getting a haircut. Probably the best feeling I've ever had getting a haircut.
Mm-hmm. I know there. I have some friends whose hair grows ridiculously fast, and they will. They donate. They grow it out. They get it chopped off and donate it, and they do that repeatedly. And it's just, it's so awesome for people that can do that.
Yeah, I encourage you to learn more about that if you can, and find out and be a part of that, everybody. Mm-hmm. And be listening. In about an hour, you're going to have an opportunity to win with our Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win statewide contest.
Oh, this is so awesome. They're giving away so much stuff, James.
Giving away some green, giving away some gold, and giving you some cool opportunities, everybody. Be sure to join us over the next couple of weeks at the top of the 7 a.m., 11 a.m. hours, and 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. hours. We'll give you a keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app. You'll have that hour to do it, and then that word is gone.
And right, and then they draw a winner for each one of those hours every single day.
Yeah, we're going to have one winner per hour, and you can win some cash or some gold, and you'll have an opportunity to win a pair of indoor tickets to see the green or gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans.
That's right.
That's a pretty cool prize that you can
warm.
Win.
Mm-hmm. I was joking with Seth yesterday. Like, I'd go just because it's inside.
Right.
Not that I can win. I can't win. But
no, but I do. It is noted that that's how we get you to a game. That is how we get you to a game. A great show, not only today, but yesterday as well, Melissa. Again, a big thank you to
you. We're glad to have you back, James.
We'll talk later. You have yourself a great day.
You too.
Have a good day out there, everybody. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320.